I'm talking with Tara Smith with the American Farm Bureau's D.C. office. Tara, let's talk a little bit about this whole furor, I guess you could say, over the GPSA rule. I know that Farm Bureau said relatively little. I think you all did applaud the extension that's out to November 22nd. Where, you know, I know that you're in the process of trying to get your arms around this thing, trying to work through what's right, what's wrong. How are you going about this?
Well, we have a legal team and an economics team and our policy team all working on this issue. I think you have seen some very polarized views on this issue. I think the truth and is probably somewhere in the middle, but Farm Bureau is in a unique position because we represent poultry, cattle, pork. We have people on all sides of this issue, so we want to be sure that our analysis is very thorough. We did applaud the extension. We had asked for an extension. Again, given Farm Bureau's various interests, we needed a little bit more time to really do justice to our analysis.
In your mind, are you hoping that as you maybe weigh in at some point that we'll see maybe at least the rule tweaked or somehow reworked a little bit by USDA with all, I mean, they're going to have a lot of comments at the end of the day, you know, by November 22nd.
There are certainly some changes that we're going to ask for in that rule, without a doubt, and we hope that those changes are considered. But, you know, we're not going to be part of the crowd saying it's perfect, and we're not going to be part of the crowd saying we need to kill it either.
As you, you know, go through this process, you mentioned, you know, you've got the various teams that you've got working on it. Are you starting to hear from some of the grassroots folks? Are you hoping maybe to get at least some of the state farm bureaus on record before you go forward, or what?
I think a lot of our state farm bureaus are waiting for us to do all of our analysis. We really have the resources at our central office in D.C. to do this, and then they'll weigh in after that and expand on our comments. So that's probably more likely the way it's gonna work.
You're here, of course, in Fort Collins listening to this. We're going to hear several more hours of comments from a couple more panels, from the general public as well. What are you hoping to learn today? In other words, what are you anticipating that might come as you reflect out of this meeting?
Well, for me, it's always useful to hear from the countryside, and we've certainly gotten a lot of phone calls from our farmer members on this issue, but it's always useful to hear the experiences of actual farmers on the ground with marketing contracts and the various contracts or spot markets that they're using. So for me, that's a valuable learning experience.
The one rule that is out there that has kind of been put into place is this poultry rule. Where did Farm Bureau really settle in on that measure? Were you fairly pleased with what the final rule looked like?
We really were. I mean, from the poultry perspective, the rule did a lot of things that needed to be done in that industry. It's structured very differently than the cattle industry. There's quite frankly a lot more abuse in that industry, and our growers are in a tough spot. And so I think the rule is going to go a long way in helping our producers out, and we're very pleased with that portion.